Agitator, Teacher. The future Stalin, like Lenin, would date his party membership from 1898. Back at the seminary, in fall and winter 1898 to 99, his infractions accumulated, arriving late at morning prayers, violating discipline at liturgy, arriving 3 days late from a leave in Gori, failing to greet a teacher, laughing in church, denouncing a search, leaving vespers. Djugashvili received reprimands and had to do time in the seminary's solitary confinement cell. On January the 18th, 1899, he was forbidden to leave the premises for the city proper for 1 month, evidently in connection with a discovery of a large cache of forbidden books. Another student caught was expelled. More consequentially, following the Easter break, Djugashvili failed to sit his year-end exams. A May 29, 1899 entry in a Georgian Exarchate official organ noted of Djugashvili, "Dismissed from seminary for failure to appear at the examination for unknown reason." This dismissal, with its enigmatic phrase "unknown reason," has been the subject of varying interpretations, including Stalin's own boast that he was kicked out of an Orthodox theological seminary for Marxist propaganda. But on more than one occasion, before he became ruler, he would state that he'd suddenly been assessed a fee and could not pay it, and that going into his final year, he faced the loss of his partial state financial support. Each time, however, he neglected to specify why he lost his state scholarship. There also seems to be no extant indication that he appealed for financial help to Egnatashvili or another benefactor. And no such failure to pay was recorded in the formal expulsion resolution. Still, his straitened circumstances were well known, and it could be that the disciplinarians, led by Inspector Abashidze, contrived to rid themselves of Djugashvili by exploiting his poverty. 4 years after Djugashvili's 1899 expulsion, Abashidze would be promoted, ordained a bishop, a clear stamp of approval for his work. In fact, the seminary's Russific